time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And good morning once again. Welcome to the 10th day of October. Yes. Tomorrow's the 11th, of course. And let's see what all is happening. Of course, I mentioned before, our 45th wedding anniversary is tomorrow. And so we haven't picked, well, yes, we pretty much picked out a place to eat. I think we're going to eat in Caledonia, probably. And let me see what else. And the 12th, what's happening the 12th? Different, well, there's all kinds of things this time of the year. It's a busy time of the year for events of all kinds. Okay, so today I've got some zoo tickets. And let me see what else I've got. Well, I've got tickets to the Wilds, of course. They're good to about the 27th. I've got, a ticket here that would admit one person to Eco Center's Fall Festival, which is the 12th and 13th. And then I've got the Phobia Haunted Trail, and that runs the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th at the same location at the Eco Center. So I got those plus the zoo tickets. All right. So, how are you doing today? Now, here, it's such an interesting story, and you can Google it. Google Stingy Jack. And if you can bring up the story of his relationship to the devil and what Stingy Jack tried to pull on the devil, it's quite a story. I could probably bring it up here, but I'd like for one of you to do it. Give me a buzz if you can bring up the story of Stingy Jack, because Stingy Jack was the origin of Jack O'Lantern. Uh-huh. But why would Stingy Jack be attached to a Jack O'Lantern? You see? Now that's all in the story of Stingy Jack that you can Google. And if you can Google that, I'll give you a prize if you can read it on the air. Yeah. Or can you tell me the original name for a pumpkin? It was, you know, it was, well, I'll tell you who named it. Jacques Cartier. Jacques, or Jack, and Cartier is that jewelry company I mentioned. Jacques Cartier named this particular thing, a squash, a pumpkin, but it wasn't, it was under a different title. And you can credit him with naming it pumpkin. I don't know why. Okay, and let me see. Can you tell me what family is the pumpkin a member of? What family is the pumpkin a member of? 740, in fact, I didn't get that answer before. 740-383-9944. Tell me, what family does the pumpkin belong to? Oh, I bet this person knows. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the pumpkin belongs to the squash family.
The squash family, yes. Well, Bob, yeah. Now do you qualify for a prize again?
I'm not out of the way yet, Dad.
Okay, Bob. Okay, all right. The squash. The pumpkin is a squash. But now what I maintain is that you could open up a pumpkin and close your eyes and you wouldn't know that's a pumpkin because it doesn't really smell like a pumpkin. And so what do you do to make it smell like a pumpkin? Well, you put in allspice. That's right. Now, can you Google this? Google allspice and give me a buzz. Let's find out what allspice is. Can you do that? And read it on the air. What consists of allspice, or what does allspice consist of? It'd be interesting to know, because allspice is the ingredient in anything to make it smell like pumpkin. Not pumpkin. It's allspice. Isn't that something? Yeah. And here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, I didn't Google allspice, but I was Googling pumpkins, and this is so cool. Did you know, you should Google this, pumpkin boats. People, I took these giant pumpkins,
yeah.
And the pumpkins were so big, they made boats out of them.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding. Like, I mean, it wasn't like some big yacht or anything. It was just like a little one-seater.
Sure,
but
yes.
The guy was sitting in this pumpkin, this giant hollowed-out pumpkin, and they actually have pumpkin boat races.
Well, that's interesting.
Did you know that, Charlie?
I never heard of that. No.
Wow, hot diggity dog.
Yes.
Okay, go back to your show, Charlie.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Yes. Now, if you can find out how Stingy Jack got that title, you can read it on the air. It's on the internet. You can Google it. Just Google Stingy Jack and his relationship to the devil. And what did Stingy Jack pull off on the devil? Yeah. He was up to his old tricks with the devil. And he was known, Stingy Jack was known to be a kind of a guy that didn't live an exactly honest life. Yeah, that's why they call him Stingy Jack. If you can read that story on the air, that would be great. 7403-399-44. And we're located above the, on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building in downtown Marion, the corner of Prospect and Center. Yeah. I always park across the street. And that's nice, having a parking lot across the street. And it's great. Okay, and let me see. What else can I ask you today that you don't know or that you do know? 11:24 is the time. Oh, yeah, there's All Saints Day, and then what follows All Saints Day? You know, if you can tell me what follows All Saints Day, you'll be qualified for a prize. What is the next day after All Saints Day? Now, that shouldn't be very difficult. We've heard about it for a lifetime. There are two different days. All Saints Day followed by what? 7403839944. I thought that would be common knowledge. All Saints Day and blank. Got that? Well, let me see. What else? We found out the pumpkin is a member of the squash family. A lot of things are members of the squash family. Gourds and the like. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, November 2nd is All Souls Day.
Yes, All Saints and then All Souls.
Right.
Very good. Hey, thanks. Okay, yeah, there you got it. November the 1st is All Saints Day, and November the 2nd is All Souls Day. Now, as I was saying earlier, I once heard an explanation of saints. Now, in the Catholic religion, of course, saints, you know, you're familiar with all the different saints. And that's what I thought saints were. That then in a Protestant religion, they claim that saints are anyone that more or less goes to church and, you know, as a member of a church or whatever, they are a saint. But to me, a saint is a more special than that. Like Saint Teresa, the little flower, remember? Saint Anthony, Saint Francis of Assisi, you know what he was famous for? Yeah, he loved animals. He fed the animals, just like my wife. She feeds all the animals and doesn't kill anything except fleas. Now, she does drown the fleas off our dogs. But if she gets a stink bug, she wraps it up and takes it outside and lets it go. And then they find a way to get back in the house. But we don't have hardly any stink bugs. Maybe we're lucky. Just occasionally, I'll feel something crawling on me. And this is about once every month. And I'll look down, and there's a stink bug. And you don't smash him. You can put him in a tissue and let him go outside. If you smash him, he excretes stink fluid. That's his weapon, stink fluid. Whatever that fluid is chemically composed of. It'd be interesting to know, wouldn't it? Okay, All Saints Day and All Souls Day. All right, we got that. Now, what else? Stingy Jack. If you can read the story to me about Stingy Jack and his episode with the devil, it'd be interesting for people to hear, believe me. But I'm going to leave that up to you to read the story of Stingy Jack and the devil. Right now it's 11:28. Wow. And don't forget, 12:15 today is Swap Shop. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, 12:15 today is Glenn Coble and the Swap Shop. And that'll be on for, what, about 45 minutes? Or it'd be quite a while. So it starts at 12:15. And remember, we have only one phone line. So if somebody's on the air reading what they've got for sale, wait till they hang up and then call us. Okay. It's going to keep Glenn busy. He doesn't know exactly how busy he's going to be. I haven't told him. Okay, 11:29 is the time. And let's see what else. Candy corn was the original candy for Halloween, the most popular candy, because I can remember bags of candy corn. Oh, my. And then we used to throw regular corn on people's porches. We'd have to go out in the country and get an ear or two of corn and shell it and then put it in a bag and throw it on people's porches. And I wonder if that's how candy corn got so popular, because it looked just like the real thing, only it was all sugar. Really good. I like candy corn. Do you? You remember biting off the white part of it separately? Remember that? Yeah. Oh, that was when we were poor, when we didn't have as much money to buy all this candy. And we used to, you know, just take the candy corn piece by piece, maybe bite off the white part of it. Oh, I can taste it yet. It tastes the same as the whole thing. 11:30.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And now, since I have not got a call from anyone to describe Stingy Jack, I will do it. Here we go. As the story of Stingy Jack goes, several centuries ago, amongst myriad towns and villages in Ireland, there lived a drunkard known as Stingy Jack. Jack was known throughout the land as a deceiver, a manipulator, and an otherwise dreg of society. On a fateful night, Satan overheard the tale of Jack's evil deeds and his silver tongue. Whoa. Unconvinced and envious of the rumors, the devil went to find out for himself whether or not Jack lived up to his reputation. Typical of Jack, he was drunk and wandering through the countryside at night when he came upon a body on his cobblestone path. The body was an eerie grimace on its face, turned out to be Satan, the devil. Jack realized somberly this was his end. Satan had finally come to collect his malevolent soul. So Jack made a last request. He said, "Satan, let me drink ale before he departed to Hades." Well, finding no reason not to acquiesce the request, Satan took Jack to the local pub and supplied him with many alcoholic beverages. Upon quenching his thirst, Jack asked Satan to pay the tab on the ale, much to Satan's surprise. Jack convinced Satan to metamorphose into a silver coin with which to pay the bartender. Well, the devil did it. And so impressed upon by Jack's unyielding nefarious tactics, shrewdly, Jack struck the now transmogrified Satan, that's a coin, into his pocket, which also contained a crucifix. The crucifix's presence kept Satan from escaping his form. This coerced Satan to agree to Jack's demand. I hit the button here just a second while I bring it back up and leave you in suspense here. Hang on. Stingy Jack. Okay, now bring it up. We're back to where I was here. I went to Wikipedia for that story. Okay, here we go. Okay, Jack asked Satan to pay the tab on the ale, much to Satan's surprise. Jack convinced Satan to metamorph into a silver coin. In other words, the devil, he wanted the devil to turn into a silver coin with which to pay the bartender. Well, the devil did that. So impressed upon by Jack's unyielding nefarious tactics, shrewdly, Jack stuck the now transmogrified Satan into his pocket, which also contained a crucifix. The crucifix's presence kept Satan from escaping his form. This coerced Satan to agree to Jack's demand. In exchange for Satan's freedom, he had to spare Jack's soul for 10 years. 10 years later, to the date when Jack originally struck a deal, he naturally found himself once again in Satan's presence. Jack happened upon Satan in the same setting as before, and he seemingly accepted it was his time to go to Hades for good. As Satan prepared to take him to hell, Jack asked if he could have one apple to feed his starving belly. Well, foolishly, the devil once again agreed to his request. As Satan climbed up the branches of a nearby tree, an apple tree that is, Jack surrounded its base with crucifixes. Oh, Satan, frustrated at the fact, oh, nuts. Hang on, I gotta go through all this again. That's the trouble with the internet at times. Well, I go back to Wikipedia here. We're getting there. Okay. Scroll down to where I left off. Okay. Now, just a second. Okay. Well, now let me back up. Eventually, the drinking took its toll on Jack, and he died. Flaky Jack's soul prepared to enter heaven through the gates of St. Peter, but he was stopped. And Jack was told by God that because of his sinful lifestyle and deceitfulness and drinking, he was not allowed into heaven. Well, Jack went down to the gates of hell and begged for admission into the underworld. Satan, fulfilling his obligation to Jack, could not take his soul. To warn others, he gave Jack an ember, marking him a denizen of the netherworld. From that day on until eternity's end, Jack is doomed to roam the world between the planes of good and evil, with only an ember inside a hollowed turnip. Turnip actually referring to a large rutabaga to light his way. Hence the candle inside the pumpkin. Now I skipped a little bit about it. Okay, Satan climbed up the branches of a nearby apple tree. Jack surrounded its base with crucifixes. Satan, frustrated at the fact that he had been entrapped again, demanded his release. As Jack did before, he made a demand that his soul never be taken by Satan into Hades. Satan agreed and was set free. Okay, then eventually the drinking took its toll on Jack and he died. And you just heard the rest of the story. And so that's, Jack was doomed to roam the world between the planes of good and evil with only an ember inside a hollowed turnip. Actually, it was a large rutabaga to light his way. Hence, the light inside a pumpkin today. But no one would ever know, unless they read this on the internet, that that light was a light that Jack carried originally inside a rutabaga. And Jack, Stingy Jack, doomed to roam the world between the planes of good and evil with only an ember inside a hollowed-out turnip. Now that's the story. And the time is 11:38 and a half. Okay, that's the story of Stingy Jack. Did you ever know anyone like that? Yeah, I bet if you think hard enough, you can remember a person you didn't trust that was always up to no good. Oh, my. Okay, so the pumpkin was originally another name, but it was changed by Jacques Cartier. Well, let me just tell you. It originally was a P-O-M-P-I-O-N-S. Pumpions. And it was so hard to pronounce, I think that's why he changed it to pumpkin. Jacques Cartier, okay. Now, what else do I have here I haven't asked yet? It's 11:39 and a half. Now, do any of you have any old stories about Halloween that you can tell? Oh, I was usually up to no good at Halloween time. I mean, not damaging bad, except one night in my 38 Pontiac, I had a pan full of rotten fruit. Now, what was I doing with rotten fruit on a Halloween night? Well, I had three members of the Bucyrus Redmond football team with me. And so we were kind of depositing some rotten fruit here and there, when all of a sudden a flashing light came on behind my car and a policeman stopped us and walked up to the car and he said, I just got a report that there's some young people going around throwing rotten food or fruit, and it looks like it might be you. And in the backseat are our football team trying to hide the rotten fruit. And the policeman said, "We understand it was a brown or tan car." And, well, here's how I got out of this. I said, "Well, that can't be our car." And I pointed to my roof. The original paint had worn away, and there was an orangish, reddish paint showing. I said, "See, my car isn't the brown car you want." And he said, "Okay." Now, see, I never told that story to anyone else. You're the first to ever hear that story outside my own brain. And the guys that were with me from the football team. Oh, I'll never forget that. And one of them, if you were in Bucyrus, one of them was Herb Jones that was with me. And I often bring that back up to Herb. Remember the night, Herb, we had that the rotten fruit? Yeah, Herb was a good guy. And we meet once a month. Herb's usually at our meeting once a month. Class of 1952. So, you see, people say, "Well, I remember when I was a kid, we didn't do anything like that. We were home at a certain time every night. We never locked our doors and this and that and everything else." Well, let me tell you, I just did. 11:42 is the time. Oh, my. Anyone else have any stories they'd like to tell about Halloween and what they used to do that they couldn't do today? The meanest thing, though, and I never did this, the meanest thing you could ever do on Halloween was take a piece of wax and scrape on your screen door, somebody's screen. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, you want stories about Halloween?
Yeah.
Years ago, well, when I was a kid, and we had a neighbor, and every time you walked by his house, he'd throw rocks at you.
Oh.
And so on Halloween, a bunch of us got together, and it was dark. We went out and took his house up, put two floors under. And we waited for him to go to the outhouse. Of course, he couldn't see the tuba boards. When he got in the outhouse, we took and tied a rope around it, tied him in, picked the tuba boards up, and took him out and set him in the middle of the street.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, he never threw rocks at anybody after
I
that.
Bet. I bet he got his pay, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, but every time, I don't care what time of day or night, he was on his porch.
Oh, my.
And he threw rocks at you.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, but we put him out in the middle of the street, and he couldn't get out from screaming until the cops showed up and got him out. And we was all sitting around laughing. But, he did no more rock throwing.
Okay. Okay, Bob, hey,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else with some good Halloween stories? Oh, my. It reminded me of a lady that lived across from our house on Spring Street in Bucyrus. And she didn't like dogs. And she put spikes around her tree. If a dog lifted his leg, he got spiked. And then if that didn't work, she would lean out the door with her BB gun and shoot the dog. And this was an older lady. Boy, she was down on dogs. Man, I'll never forget that either. A lot of things we never forget, right?
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. Do you have any Halloween stories you'd like to pass along? and the thing is, you know, we often think of, oh, we wouldn't do anything like that. Well, we were kids. And once, you know, all kids were kind of ornery. Not all of them, but a lot of them wanted to have any fun. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, the other day I saw Frozen at the Palace Theater. And, oh, I tell you, I wonder how much they sold for those little flashing snowflakes that all the kids, not all the kids, those that apparently could afford them, I don't know, I suppose they cost. And I've often wondered since that time, what did those little flashing snowflakes cost? And at certain times during the play called Frozen, the kids would turn them on and wave them in the air. And it was really quite an audience participation type thing. Okay, but how much did they cost? And every other kid had one. Okay, and what else is happening here? Let me see. Any news? No. There's some pictures on the internet of myself. And in case any of you ever run across a picture of me with my family standing on a cement bridge, that bridge was over French Creek in eastern Pennsylvania. And every year, I go there to St. Peter's Village and toss a stone that I've carried in my pocket all year, from one year to the next. And my family's always with me and watch me throw that stone into French Creek. Well, I've done that for many years. I don't know. I keep thinking last year might have been my last year. But maybe, I don't know. I might be able to squeeze in one more year. I don't know for sure. Then I also have, since I don't work on Center Street, East Center, where we did below the Beltone hearing aid place, I don't go up Cummins Street by the library anymore, so I can't keep a daily track, a daily look on my leaning tree. You know, the tree that leans there at the south part of the Marion Public Library parking lot, the leaning tree. Yeah, someday it will come down, but it might be 100 years from now. You never know. Or it could be tomorrow in a big high wind. You just never know. Okay, so what else is happening? Okay, it's 11:49 Eastern Time. This might be an easy question. There is a farm in Morrow County with the name of a constellation in the eastern sky that comes up this time of the year. It starts up in September, and you can see it all through October. A constellation. And this farm in Morrow County has its name. It's called the Blank Farm, named after this constellation of seven little sisters. Now, what's the name of that constellation or the name of the farm? 7403-39944. Yep. And one of the ladies that lives on that farm, usually you can find her at one of the markets, you know, open-air markets. I can't remember what she sells, whether it's honey or something else, from that particular farm that has the name of that constellation that comes up in the eastern sky this time of the year. There's seven of the highly visible stars, but when you take binoculars, you can see dozens. Well, you take binoculars and look at the Milky Way, and all of a sudden you realize what a small part you are of the entire universe. Because out there, through your binoculars, when you're looking at the Milky Way, there are billions of stars that you would normally not see unless you had binoculars. Then if you have a telescope, oh my goodness. But there's a lot of things you can see if, you know, warm time of the year when you like to look up when it's not too uncomfortable and take a look and see what you see. And then all of a sudden, like I say, you realize what a small part of the whole thing you are. And yet you're an individual. As an individual, you can make all kinds of progress here and there if you do it right. Okay, it's 11:51 already. Anyone else with a Halloween story? Did anyone else ever do anything out of the ordinary? Or I guess you could call it ordinary when we were growing up. Now, this was back in the 40s and 50s. That was a long time ago. I see in the paper all the time people dying that were born in the 50s. Jads, how time flies, let alone the 40s, or let alone the 30s from my era. Oh, what I remember most, we had a 1928 Essex automobile. And I can remember sitting on my dad's lap and he letting me guide the car. And then, of course, cars of that era had no power steering. But that, and I can remember we had a leak in the roof. And because a lot of cars at that time did not have a solid metal roof. They had, canvassy, I don't know what you would call it. But it was, you know, had a coating on it to keep, make it waterproof. But ours leaked a little. And I can remember the back seat had mold in it from the leaking roof. That's my impression of our 1928 Essex. And the only Essex I know now is a town in Union County, right? Essex. I think there's a city in England with that name. I have to look that up sometime to see where the name Essex originated. And of course, I'm sure we could Google that. We could Google most anything. Yeah. Let me just see here. Just a second. Well, I shouldn't try to do this on the air. All right. Essex. Oh, Essex is an English non-metropolitan county. Essex, a county in southeast England, between London and the North Sea. The town of Colchester has Roman ruins. Ooh, Essex, okay. Now that reminds me, I heard the other day somebody was on a scanner somewhere, wanted to know, in Bucyrus there's a railroad center called Colson, C-O-L-S-A-N, Colson. And that's where the east-west, north-south trains hopefully do not meet. It's called Colson, and that stands for Columbus Sandusky. Simple as that. Columbus and Sandusky, kind of a midpoint there where the two railroads meet. And there had been a big collision there once, a couple of collisions. Knocked out the railroad tower one time. Another time, a box car went off the overpass, spilled its contents, which its contents were the 1963 edition of the Life magazine that had the death of John F. Kennedy in it. It was that, and a lot of people picked up those magazines because they were scattered everywhere and kept them for souvenirs, and now that issue of Life magazine would be worth a dollar or two, I'm sure. 11:55 is the time. And how are you today? Any stories that you can relate or want to? Most of you would never tell what you did on Halloween, except Bob Austin did, and I did. Anyone else? It's only October the 10th today. We still have most of October left for you to come forward and admit to some things you did on Halloween. Okay, and if you have a good story, I've got a ticket to the zoo I'll give you. And I also have tickets to the Haunted Trail at the Eco Center. And let's see, what else do I have? And I've got one ticket to the Admit One to the Fall Festival at the Eco Center, and that would be this Saturday and Sunday. All right. Tell me a good story, and I'll give you a ticket. Okay. It's now 11:56. Don't forget, at 12:15, and we need some trumpets to blare here. At 12:15 today, Swap Shop returns to the air after about a 60-year absence. That's right. The original title of the I've Got Something for Sale program was Swap Shop. Later on became Tradio, of course, and became so well known under that title. But we go back to the original now of Swap Shop, beginning at 12:15 with Glenn Coble. So we'll see how Glenn does. I'll be sure listening. Okay, 11:57. We've got a couple of minutes left here. And did I go through everything? Columbus. Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy. And now this big to-do about Columbus being the bad man, of course. Isabella Moth is the adult of the woolly worm. Isabella Moth. November 1st and 2nd, All Saints Day and All Souls Day. Stingy Jack, you just heard that story about, you know, hollowing out a rutabaga. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes. Is this Charlie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Charlie. When is Swap Shop? It starts today at 12:15, you said?
Yes, yes.
Now, is it going to be on every day or like once a week or how often?
Now I don't know. I'll have to ask Glenn.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you know if it's going to have the same rules and stuff like trading?
Yeah, cars, right.
You know?
Yes. But pretty much the same.
I remember. An hour, though?
What'd you say?
Will it be on for an hour program?
I think 45 minutes.
45. Okay, well, great. Well, thanks so much, Charlie.
Okay, fine. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so Glenn, is it on every day, Glenn, or just once?
Thursday.
Oh, on Thursday only, once a week. Oh, my goodness. It ought to be on every day. Yeah, he said, yeah. Okay, well, it's 11:58 and a half right now. Anyone else have anything? Yeah. Glenn, did you ever do any bad things on Halloween?
No. Matter of fact, I was a minister's kid.
Oh, you're a PK.
Yeah.
Preacher's kid. Oh, you had to be so good.
I may have kissed a girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that would be the worst thing I did.
Oh, boy. Now, those were the days only to be remembered. 11:59 is the time. We got about a minute or a little less than a minute to go here. In fact, we have exactly 30 seconds to go before we skidoo, and I can hardly wait to get out in the car, turn on my radio, and listen to Glenn do Swap Shop. So you people, remember, it's the same number, 740-383-9944, but if you hear a busy signal, it's because somebody's already giving out their merchandise for sale. So keep trying, and once a week, 12:15 to 1 o'clock, okay. Oh, that'd be good. Okay, so let me see. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. We'll see you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes. Methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce,